USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'll meet with him directly, yes. I'll be meeting with President Xi of China.
President Trump there announcing he will meet with the President of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still the stock market deep in the red because of the tariffs imposed, the Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. That's the biggest single-day loss since January. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 off 69 points.
We had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015. Doris Day, one of Hollywood's most popular stars in the 50s and 60s, has died. She was 97 years old. A funeral service and a 12-mile procession bringing traffic on I-10 to a standstill as hundreds of police officers from across the country attend the service for Biloxi Police Officer Robert McKeithen. He was ambushed and shot to death in front of Biloxi Police Headquarters by a 19-year-old man, Darian Tawan Atkinson. He's under arrest and charged with murder. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To D.C. now, where the Supreme Court rules in a large antitrust case. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruling against Apple in the case. It says iPhone users can sue Apple for alleged monopolization. Plaintiffs arguing that Apple's monopoly over the company's App Store has led to inflated app prices across the board. That ruling allows a class action lawsuit against Apple to move forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon apparently shifting more money to help secure our southern border with Mexico. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan visited the border town of McAllen, Texas over the weekend, and he says the Pentagon is going to do what they need to do to help keep our border between the United States and Mexico safe. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, says the only reason the Pentagon has to step in is because...
because Congress isn't doing their job, the president is left to use his authorities to actually look at ways that he can solve a crisis. If Congress would actually step up, we wouldn't need the Department of Defense, but because they're not stepping up, the president has to step in and he has to solve this problem on his own. Remember, you don't accept nominations for political appointees to be popular. You accept nomination to be a political appointee to do your job, and we have to have DHS do that.
Judd was speaking there on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.